W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Dune, The Heir of Caladan, by Brian Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson. Narrated by Scott Brick.
When we think of dedicating any book we have written, we always think first of the incredible women who have dedicated their entire lives to us, Janet Herbert and Rebecca Moesta. As part of our commitment to them, we lovingly dedicate this book to Janet and Rebecca. And in special gratitude for his extensive work in the Dune universe, as well as his constant support of this trilogy, we also want to dedicate this to Christopher Morgan of Tor Books for his constant support of this series. The dream becomes more real each time I experience it. In my waking moments, I long to return there, though I sense great danger. Paul Atreides, Private Journals. In his dim bedchamber, Paul lay awake on an unusually warm evening, his covers thrown aside. He felt very alone in Castle Caladan and adrift, uneasy that Duke Leto and Lady Jessica were far away and separated from each other. Gurney Halleck was gone too. But he was the heir to noble House Atreides, and he had to think like a duke. He was about to turn 15, and Caladan was his responsibility, at least temporarily while his father was gone. He knew that the duke's mission was of utmost importance, and he recalled the recorded message his father had left for him. "Watch this only if I don't come back," Leto had said, placing the shigawire spool in the young man's palm. "I hope you never need to view it. You know why I'm doing this, why I'm taking such a risk." And in the Duke's expression, Paul saw a genuine realization of the danger to which he was exposing himself, willingly, for the sake of the Imperium. Now, Paul tried to sleep in the uncomfortable heat, feeling sticky sweat on his skin. The day had been unseasonably hot without the sea breezes that customarily skimmed over the water and moderated temperatures along the coast. As bad luck would have it, the castle's mechanical air cooling system had failed at just such a time. Caladan engineers had inspected the mechanism, consulted manuals provided by the Ixion manufacturer, and apologized to the young man that repairs could not be completed without securing parts from off-planet. Paul was not a delicate, noble child, so he could deal with such discomfort.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?